Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Sign Services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Polish and NATO air defenses scrambling overnight as it appears Russia sent drones into Poland's airspace. They were shot down with the help of NATO forces. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says many European leaders think it's Russia's attempt at escalating the war in Ukraine. At the Foreign Desk, here's ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Top officials here in Europe calling this the biggest violation of NATO airspace by Russia since the war in Ukraine began. And for the first time, Poland, a key NATO ally of the U.S., shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of those drones a direct threat.
Israel is condemning the comments made by the president of the European Commission earlier today about suspending all payments to Israel over the country's conduct in Gaza, describing them as regrettable. Hamas says only low-level leaders were killed in Israel's targeted attack on Hamas headquarters in Doha. And a federal court ruling Fed Governor Lisa Cook can remain in her position while she fights President Trump's firings. This is ABC News. 9,000 employees at drug maker Novo Nordisk will soon be looking for work. The manufacturer announcing an 11% reduction in its worldwide workforce. The Ozempic and Wegovy maker says the layoffs will help it stay competitive in the competition over weight loss drugs. On a media tour to promote her new children's book, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor told ABC's Lindsay Davis that she wrote it as a tribute to her mother, who always advocated kindness.
The overall message of the book about being kind and hearing people is especially poignant now.
Particularly. It was one of the reasons for the book, because we're emphasizing our differences so much, we are forgetting those similarities.
As to the other Supreme Court justices, she says they like each other.
I believe that I get along with everybody. Mm-hmm. I think it's been reported that I get along with colleagues with whom I disagree quite often.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small town trust meets big city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
If you've been waiting to update your home, don't wait any longer, because Macy's Labor Day sale has our lowest prices of the season on everything, from our exclusive Radley sectional in so many fabric and leather options, to our beautifully crafted Headworth queen bed, plus top mattress brands like Sealy and Beautyrest for that new bed, all at 20 to 60% off, over half off. But don't wait any longer. Our lowest prices of the season won't last forever. Hurry into Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Need a boost to power through your day? Dunkin' delivers. From energizing coffee to crave-worthy snacks, everything's made to order just the way you like it. And with the Dunkin' app, it's Dunkin' done easy. Order ahead and pay right from your phone. Join Dunkin' Rewards to earn points toward free food and drinks. Get exclusive offers you won't want to miss. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a small weather system sitting over Wisconsin still causing some scattered light rain. The amount so far from last night through this morning, generally around a few hundredths to a few tenths of an inch in the region. The heaviest stayed up in northwest and northern Wisconsin, where some places got over 1 inch. This moisture will gradually taper off by afternoon, but still a little bit moist out here, so the clouds hanging around. We'll have to watch out for some fog late tonight and early tomorrow. Otherwise, a rather warm stretch of weather ahead. Temperatures above normal all the way through the middle of next week. Feeling quite summer-like this weekend with a combination of highs in the 80s and dew points in the 60s, something we haven't seen too much of lately. Now, there will be a few shower chances off and on through the extended forecast, but right now we don't see any all-day washouts. Here's a forecast for today. Quite a bit of cloud cover, scattered light rain mainly this morning. High temperature about 72. The wind variable, just 2 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly or partly cloudy, areas of fog later, low at 54. Tomorrow, fog lifting, then partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 76. Light northeast to east winds around 5. Thursday night, partly cloudy, fog patches possible late, low at 53. Friday, partly cloudy and balmy with a high of 82. 30% chance of showers later Friday night. Saturday, a few showers or thunderstorms possible in the morning, then partly sunny, rather warm and humid, low 60, high of 86. Sunday remaining warm and sticky, with temperatures reaching about 85 degrees, partly sunny skies, chance of a couple of showers Sunday nights, and Monday variably cloudy, still warm, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high 84. Tuesday partly cloudy with a high of 82, a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 56 with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 78. 93, the record high for September 10th in 1931. Record low 30 in 1955. Last year's high was 79, the low 45. Sunset will happen at 7:21 this evening. Sunrise time 6:36 coming up for tomorrow morning. South to southwest winds are at 3, barometer at 30.08. We've picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rain today early on. And after a low of 55, it is 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of a bunch of high school activities from last night and a Brewer loss in Texas. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor. It's time for a look at sports as we recap some high school sports from southwest Wisconsin. From yesterday, the Richland Center Ithaca boys, a third race in which they won this season. They had five of their runners in the top 12 for the guys, with Owen Dreyer, Clayton Lee, and Ryan Stadler going 1-2-3, and Owen set another school record with a time of 16:29 yesterday. Clayton Lee second at 17:10, Ryan Stadler third at 17:14, and Kiernan Culver was fourth overall for the Richland Center Ithaca runners and 11th in the meet at 18:11. Bodie Bright was fourth for Boscobel, their team finished second. Kipton Brown was a total of fifth overall. And Kickable Lafarge ran fifth as a team. Arlen Walter was 14th. Landon Turgeson 20th. And Brecken Miller 22nd. Theo Parr was 32nd. The Riverdale boys finished 12th as a team. Wyatt Schramm, their fastest runner, finishing 44th with a time of 20:23. Clark Jolson was 55th. Dylan Topper 67th. Kalen Williamson was 68th. Also for the junior varsity scores, Brayson Garcia-Bolin was the top Richland Center Ithaca runner, finishing first with a time of 20:29. Micah Meyer was second in the meet, 20:31. Braden Burns was fifth. Ben Waterfall seventh. And Samuel Harpin was 11th overall. Looking at some of the girls' results from the meet held at Boscobel, the Ryan Zimple Memorial Run yesterday. And for the girls, the top overall team at the meet from the SWAL representing, it was Fenimore. Their top runner was Natalie Horsfall, finishing second. Kira Hartman was a total of fourth. Kylie Mum was fifth, and Kate Kinney was seventh. Riverdale, the third best team, as Melanie Williamson led. She was 10th overall with a time of 21:59. Mallory Meese, 11th, with a time of 22:08. Millie Schneider, 27th, and Olivia Meese was 20.
28th. Kickable Lafarge ran 6th as a team. Katie Rando, their top runner, finishing 13th. Kendall Andelsek, Colby Andelsek, and Madison Glass also ran for Kickable Lafarge. And for Richland Center, running a bit shorthanded because of injuries, Ava Martin was their best runner, finishing 27th. The junior was also followed by Rachel Waterfall, who was 30th overall. Lacey Allball was 34th, and Adeline Lawless was 42nd. Margaret Lawless won the middle school girls race for Richland Center Ithaca. Prior to yesterday's meet, I talked to Richland Center Ithaca coach Eric Mindum about the great start to the season for his team.
That's something we talked about early this season, whereas most years we're maybe a little bit too laid back going into the start of the year. We just want to gauge where we are. We talked about setting the tone early, about starting to feel like we can compete and race well at these meets and keep building on that. So, yeah, they ran well at Cashton. It's a bit of a smaller meet, more D3 schools than D2 there. But what really impressed me was our second race at Viroqua, beating some really good Division II and even Division I teams there. A team like Sparta that had three guys running under 18 minutes. Our boys' team's just been off to an impressive start.
Great leadership. I know some of the stalwarts that you've had the last 3 years, they're doing well as seniors, aren't they?
They really are. You can't replace experience. The senior group's kind of been on the verge the last couple of years. They've been right there. They put in the work this offseason, and they learned the ropes from guys before them, like Andrew Honer and some others, and they're passing those lessons on to the younger guys. So it's great to see. It's a great group of guys, and we're expecting big things from them this year.
And let me ask you about your freshman, Owen Dreyer, setting a school record in the second meet of the year. That's just unheard of, Eric.
Owen is as impressive of a young guy as you'll find. Just high character, great work ethic, mixed with the right amount of talents, just everything a coach could ask for.
Let's talk about your girls' team. I know you've suffered through some injuries. What's the state of them right now as we get to your next meet?
Yeah, difficult. We raced tonight in Boscobel, and it doesn't look like we're going to have a full team tonight. Pearl Fretz is working her way back to be able to run. We're hoping she gets in the mix here this Saturday. But Eliza Wurtzema is probably out tonight, and Rachel Waterfall's been struggling through and fighting through some knee pain as well. So if we can just get healthy there, we've got a really talented group of girls. I think we can compete well in the conference and at some of these races late in the year. We just have to get healthy before we can get to that point.
Many teams from the area will be involved in the River Valley Invitational coming up on Saturday. The Richland Center boys soccer team lost to visiting Wisconsin Heights Barneveld 3-0 in a non-conference game played last night. The Vanguards led 1-0 during a hard-fought first 40 minutes of action. In the second half, they added two more goals and played well defensively to shut out the Hornets. Senior Graydon Schomber made an unassisted goal just over 13 minutes into the contest and assisted on a goal by senior Tucker Acre in the second half. The final Vanguard's goal came at 50 minutes when River Lubchansky hit the net with a penalty kick. Keeper Finn Sutherland led the shutout. The Hornets had some scoring chances in both halves. Sophomore Connor Stoltz came close twice in the second half. Richland Center had strong play from sweeper Cody Pauls. Caleb Federley played keeper for the Hornets, and Sean Adams had a strong game in the midfield for Richland Center. Following the 3-0 loss, the Hornets will return to conference action on Thursday at Dodgeville against Dodge Point. Wisconsinites Barneveld will return home to play Waupun also on Thursday. Lakeside Lutheran and River Valley were scoreless after two halves of soccer last night. Belleville New Glarus with a 3-2 win against Platteville Lancaster. DeForest 3, Baraboo 0. It was McFarland over Portage Point at 12-0. Holman 4-2 over Toma. Onalaska and Sparta will remain scoreless after two halves. Well, the Ithaca volleyball team scored a 4-set win over Weston last night. Weston with a couple of wins earlier this season, but fell to the Bulldogs in conference play, with Ithaca winning the opener 25-14, Weston winning the second set 27-25, and then Ithaca outlasting Weston 25-23 and 25-21 to take the match. Lexi Rockweiler led with 10 kills for Weston,
7 and 15 digs, and Valerie Bauer had 15 assists as well. During Weston homecoming week, they will take on North Crawford at home on Thursday. Seneca, 3-0 over Waseca Steuben. DeSoto swept Kickapoo. Cassville, 3-0 over Potosi. Schulzburg, 3-0 over Belmont. River Ridge swept Benton. Barneveld swept Judah. Wanakee, a 3-0 win against Baraboo as well in high school volleyball from last night. In Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League action, it was a putt-off competition. Golfers qualified for the putt-off competition based on their average putts per round during the season. The field played through 6 greens on Tuesday evening, and all putts were tallied for each golfer. The top 5 were first place with 11 putts, Neil Mahoney. Tied for second place were Rod Reitz, Aaron Halvorsen, and Tim Callen, all with 13 putts, and Joe Halvorsen finished fifth with a 15-putt night. Thanks to all the men's league golfers for a wonderful season, and a quick reminder to sign up for the awards banquet coming up on September 23rd at Quail Run if you have not signed up already. A 5-4 loss Tuesday night means the Brewers have dropped the first 2 games of a series against the Texas Rangers. The Rangers scored 4 times in the bottom of the 5th to take a lead they would not give up. Jackson Chirio had 3 hits in the loss, and Jake Bauer slammed his 7th home run. Aaron Ashby took the loss in relief. Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about the Rangers' win.
Take your hat off to Texas. The way those guys played, they were relentless. They came back once we got ahead. They made great defensive plays. I mean, we're watching a kid, that kid in center field, like he changed the game. Caught Durbin's ball, ran it down. That's not an easy ball. Runs down Durbin's ball and then robs a home run from Turang.
The Brewers will play Texas today. That's a 1:35 first pitch time on WRCE. Freddie Peralta on the hill for the crew. The Cubs with win yesterday, 6-1 over Atlanta. Philadelphia 9, the Mets 3. Washington 7-5 over Miami. Cincinnati beat San Diego 4-2. San Francisco 5-3 over Arizona. And the Dodgers 7, Colorado 2. In the American League, Cleveland 2, Kansas City nothing. Detroit 12, the Yankees 2. Tampa Bay 5-4 over the White Sox. Toronto 4, Houston 3. The Angels 12, Minnesota 2. Boston was a winner, 6-0 over the Athletics. Interleague play, Baltimore 3, Pittsburgh 2. Seattle 5-3 over St. Louis. The status of 2 Green Bay Packer offensive linemen will be a game-time decision, according to coaches. Right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks were knocked out of the Lions game with injuries. The short week means the Packers aren't practicing much, just classroom work and walkthroughs. Green Bay will host the Commanders on Thursday night. And the Badger football team preparing for a trip to Alabama. And quarterback Danny O'Neill says no one gives the Badgers much of a chance.
We hear the noise. We try and block it out as much as we can, but we hear it. So just being able to go out there and prove ourselves right that, you know we work just as hard as anyone else, if not harder. And we're excited for our opportunity to show that.
That's an update on sports on a Wednesday morning. I am Phil Nee.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Pratt County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Pratt County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Pratt County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri County Building Supply.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Taste the flavors of the countryside on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour coming September 20th and 21st and 27th and 28th. Meet your local farmers, tour working farms, discover local art, and fill your cooler with cheese, maple syrup, meats, baked goods, produce, and wine. From Red Angus beef to fresh elderberry tea, this is rural Wisconsin at its finest. Learn more at explorehillandvalley.com and follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Hill and Valley Exploration.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play, commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
On the Town Taxi Triple Play, we have a drive-in triple play today on WRCO.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Sunny day.
out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke's rolling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile, literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even an airport trip, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation for those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today. Because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
56 degrees here at WRCO. Good morning. We remind you there's still time to get household entries in for the Viola Horse and Colt Show. Online entries will be accepted through today. Today's the deadline. And if you don't have a premium book, you can pick one up at Richland County Bank. Coming up, our trivia question of the day here on a Wednesday morning. This is Morgan Wallen.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reach for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do. Girl, I'm gonna dance.
bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you.
Morgan Wallen on FM 100.9 WRCO Radio. Stay tuned. Our trivia question of the morning is coming up.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
Holding! Defense!
The ref totally blew that call.
Oh, I'm sure he'll make the right call next time.
It's too late. It cost us the game.
Well, it's just one game.
That loss eliminated us from the playoffs.
Oh, the playoffs are on so late. Now you'll be well rested.
Okay, I need you to stop talking now.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts has big deals on the products you use the most. Right now, get your 11-ounce can of Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for just $9.99. It's the best way to break through rust and grime. And when it comes to cleaning, their powerful purple power cleaner starts at just $4.49 each. Keep your engine in top condition with Seafoam starting at $8.99 each. It's all here and it's all on sale. Your local Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has the parts and fluids you need to keep your vehicles running their best. Hurry in today.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Does your knife feel dull? Are your scissors struggling to cut? Your tools just not performing like they used to? It might be time for them to get an edge back. At Affordable Sharpening, you can get just about everything professionally sharpened. Located in Cos Plaza, Richland Center, they're experts at sharpening knives, scissors, lawnmower blades, axes, chainsaw chains, and more. They even sharpen shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. Affordable Sharpening, open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cos Plaza. Give them a call, 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Our trivia question of the day on a Wednesday is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
All right, our trivia question of the day. As the Brewers battle the Texas Rangers, they've lost 2 games to them now. And so we have a Rangers question today. What were the Texas Rangers originally named before their move to Texas? 608-647-4155. The name of the Rangers before they made the move to the state of Texas. Winning answer wins from Walsh's Ace today. 647-4155. Here's Eric Church.
Control bill breaks so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn to buy around. Bloody Mary's and aspirin don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of them, the hands of time. You sing a singing Hollywood nights, even losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now I'm just fine. I'm doing all hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. Words that rhyme, like gravity pulls on the grains of sand. We take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks and we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I caught you.
Eric Church on WRCO. Congrats to Chad Hansen, our winner of trivia today. What were the Texas Rangers originally named? The franchise was established in 1961 as the Washington Senators, an expansion team awarded to Washington, D.C. After the 1971 season, the Senators moved to Arlington, Texas, and debuted as the Rangers the following spring. Way to go, Chad. He wins courtesy of Walsh's Ace. I was trying to remember one of my favorite Little Rascals jokes, and I think it's an old joke, but when the teacher called upon one of the class members, I think it may have been Chubby or Weezer or one of them, and asked, where is Washington? And he, first in war, first in peace, and fourth in the American League, or something like that, as the joke went. I never got a chance to use that. I was always hoping the teacher would call on me, but... never got a chance to do that. This is Ray Scott, Gone Either Way. It's 13 before 9.
Listen up. You can lay right here beside me, like there ain't nothing wrong. Kill the light and say goodnight and turn the TV off. Act as if I don't know what it is that you can't find the words to say. Oh, baby, you could leave or you could stay. You're gone either way. We could share the bed and share the rent, but this house ain't a home. If I'm gonna be lonely, I'd just as soon be alone. How can you say you love me? You can't even look me in the face. Stay right here or disappear without a trace. You're gone either way. I don't need to hurt from hanging on to someone who's got one foot out the door. I can't waste another minute of my love. Put out the door. Oh no. And I can't waste another minute of my love. If you don't love me anymore. I don't know why you're sitting here with me. We both know the truth. You just worried about what leaving me would make people think of you. It don't matter what your mama or your daddy or your preacher's got to say. You could hit that door or waste another day. What kind of difference would it make? Yeah. You're gone either way. Girl, you're gone either way.
Ray Scott on FM 100.9. It's now 10 minutes before 9. Coming up in the morning show, we'll talk about some things going on in the Richland School District among our topics today between 9 and 10.
Richland County Bank has made better service a priority since 1881. Richland County Bank Online gives you immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From the convenience of your home or office, it's simple, it's secure, and best of all, it's free. All Richland County Bank transactions and account data are protected by the most sophisticated technology in use for online banking today. Richland County Bank Online may be perfect for you. Learn more at Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Katie Bedward. Let's work together to make sure your finances meet your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call us to schedule an appointment at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Levi Humann on WRCO with Walker Hayes as we head toward 9. It's 7 minutes before the top of the hour.
I bought all your drinks.
Never seen one.
We never split one bill.
Not one time.
I ain't made a green, but I made a rain on your field. Never saw one penny roll out your purse. The whole time we were making up. When you said goodbye, I figured I'd be a little bit richer, but I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you still on my tab, girl, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping all my quarters on them sad songs. And that cab ain't half price even. Or two.
Yeah, got the drinks too.
I had a real good chance taking her home till I called her.
How did you do that?
The offering plate went by church and I almost took a dive.
It's bad.
Feels like we got divorced and I had a real cheap lawyer. I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you still on my tab, girl, cause I'm drinking for two.
Like my last.
hands down.
I'm still paying for it at the damn wazoo. Like you still on my tab, girl, cause I'm drinking for two.
Happy Trails time coming up from WRCL Country and Community. It's a nice day in the community today. We're at 57 degrees, heading toward 72 a little bit later on. Friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Have a great day. Our news this hour at 9 is sponsored by the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. and by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. Good morning. It is 57 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Top officials in NATO say it is the biggest violation of its airspace since the war in Ukraine began. Poland, a key NATO ally, shooting down Russian drones breaching its airspace, calling some of the drones